Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Pop Rocks Radio Talk Show. I'm your host, pop art painter Jamie Rocks, and this is the big show. You found it. I sure am glad you did. Today's show is a pre-record via Skype. We do that when our guest is somewhere outside North America. Due to the time change, the time changes and whatnot, and it's just easier to do it that way than trying to organize and everything. When somebody's, hours and hours ahead or behind or whatnot. And it's just easier all the way around. And it's a lot more economical, to be honest with you also. So, yeah, today's episode features guitarist Will Jacobs. We sat down. He's in Berlin. I'm here in South Florida. And we sat down via Skype. Oh, and before we get to it, I want to give a big shout out to Doug Deutsch Promotions. He set this all up and whatnot. He does PR for Will Jacobs and a lot of people. Hey, man, let me just tell you, if you are in a creative field of some sort, you're in a band or you're making an indie film or, I don't know, you're making the best brownies in town and you need help on the PR side of things, well, Doug's the guy you need to talk to. Very, very cool person to get in your corner. So I would suggest you, do that. We have links up and everything on the show page here to get a hold of him. So there you go. Well, without further ado, and I should also say, I just remembered too, I'm going to clean this up as best I can. But sometimes when one person is on one side of the planet and the other person's on the other, and you're using Skype, things can get a little wonky. So, and they did during this interview, but it isn't that bad. You know, we muddled through and it's, like I said, I'll clean it up best I can. But if there are a couple spots in it, I apologize in advance for that. It's how it is, man. It's how it is. And, kind of behind the scenes, Will and I tried to get together and do this interview a few times. Third time was a charm, apparently, and it just didn't happen. So we both kind of wanted to get it in the can, as they say in, showbiz, and get it knocked out. The next time he's on, it'll be better, I promise. But this isn't that bad. And like I said, I'm gonna work on it a little bit here. So without further ado, here it is. Guitarist Will Jacobs. Enjoy. So, Mr. Will Jacobs, how are you today?
I'm good. I'm good. Doing the music every day, all day, and yeah, I'm good.
Nice. How is Berlin today? Tonight?
Tonight. Well, it's still a little bit light out. We're getting close to summer, as you know. So, but it's cloudy for the most part. But right. Things are looking up. As it gets warmer, more sunshine comes through. So,
nice.
Yeah. Nice. It's only cloudy here, but it doesn't kill the good vibes.
Oh, that's cool. That's cool. Now, does it stay light late, like in other areas in that neck of the woods? I know in Sweden, it'll be like 10 o'clock at night, and it's still light out. Is Berlin like that as well?
I don't know about 10 o'clock. I haven't had the chance to get to Sweden yet, but... for me in Chicago, it's kind of like the same as Chicago, stays in the summer times till about nine.
Gotcha.
Around the nine area, it's a little bright out, sun's setting around then.
That's cool, man. That's cool. Now you grew up in Chicago. It's got to be an interesting story. How did you wind up from Chicago to Berlin? How did this all happen?
Let me say, it's a long story, and there's no short answer for it. I was in a way following somebody over here, and And, multiple things I'm here for, life stuff. But yeah, it's, I know they dig blues, and they really appreciate it out here. And, I also saw it as another opportunity to, further my music out here. So.
Oh, that's awesome. That's awesome. Now, you mentioned the blues, which you're a master of. Fantastic blues musician. How were you always into the blues, or is this something you discovered and then got into? Or because you're only, 27, right?
Well, I just turned 26, actually.
26, oh, okay.
Wow. Yeah, just turned 26, March 8th, yeah.
Well, happy birthday.
1993. Thank you, yeah.
Well, I'm trying to remember what I was doing at 26, and it certainly wasn't playing the blues and living in Berlin, man. That's pretty awesome.
Yeah, it is. I mean, there's obvious, struggles being an artist, but Berlin is a very open city to arts, and there are a lot of resources for artists out here. So I didn't really know that going into Berlin. I remember hearing some stuff about it. It's kind of an artsy city and whatnot. But yeah, it's a really beautiful city for artists.
Nice.
As well as anybody, it's a big melting pot cultures. But yeah, for me, originally I kind of grew up listening to a lot of like Rolling Stones and stuff. My dad would, love the Rolling Stones, like Dire Straits. And so I'd hear that stuff being played, and I had weird fascination with metal for a little bit when I was really young, and then I kind of got into classic rock, Zeppelin, Pink Floyd, The Who, Hendrix was a huge thing for me. And then one day I was lucky I had a music class in middle school, and I can't remember the teacher's name, but every Friday we had like listening assignments for the weekend, and right before they let class out, they'd play you one song from a different genre, and you would have to, over the weekend, do a little research about that person, or listen to the song and give your thoughts. There's some questions you'd have to answer, and one of those Fridays, they played Pride and Joy by Stevie Ray Vaughan, and that was kind of like, I'm sure for many young guitarists, Stevie Ray Vaughan is kind of, I guess, almost, I wouldn't call him a gateway artist. He's just, it's Stevie Ray Vaughan, but I think a lot of musicians hear Stevie and, getting into blues. I think he's one of the first people that a lot of people think about,
Right.
And, especially young guys. And, he's, you can see how his legacy lives on, but so heard that song, and I remember thinking to myself right after I heard it, I didn't care about the assignment, I was like, I have to go home and learn that song. It was like, that's what I'm doing when I get home. And I locked myself in the basement and learned that song note for note, and then proceeded to just completely dig into the whole category of his music. And I mean, for a big part of my life, Stevie was kind of my end-all, be-all, if you will. But, from that, I just got to know all other sides of blues. But I mean, it was really hearing that song first, and then over time, you're just digging in, who is he listening to, and what else in the blues world is out there. And I actually can't remember the last time I listened to some Stevie Ray Vaughan voluntarily. Not to say I don't like it anymore, but like I can close my eyes and listen to something he's playing, and I can imagine where he would play it. I wanted to be Stevie Ray Vaughan and stuff like that, but I kind of grew out of it, and I still hear some music today, and it's it just pops right back into memory.
Awesome.
That's my start.
I think it's very important. I'm not in the music business. I'm a painter by trade. And one of the first things they do in art school is they shuffle you off to the local art museums. And they say, paint what you see. So it's a good way to learn different techniques. Same thing with musicians. Latch on to somebody, learn their style, you know, and then you can use those tools later. So I get where you're coming from. Stevie Ray Vaughan's fantastic.
Everything you can, and then use it to your own liking.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know, learning, as you know, you got to learn your craft. I get all these young people always ask me, they're like, I want to do what you're doing. I'm like, well, you know, draw a lot. That's what you got to do.
Yeah.
Put in the time.
It takes time and practice.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, so it's crazy. So the blues, so you got into that and everything. Now, one of the interesting things about the blues is it's so, such an integral part of like, modern rock, you know, and really modern music in general, you know, if you look at it historically, there's a reason the Stones and all those guys were in Zeppelin and everybody were into that, you know, it's kind of the atomic structure of that. And someone like yourself to recognize that and run with it, it's cool. And that there's still, you know, and there's still an audience for that. Big audience. A lot of people dig that.
Say again, I lost you there.
I said there's still an audience, you know, a big audience. A lot of people dig the blues, and that's a good thing. Nope, I think we lost him. Gosh darn it.
Oh.
Hey, there
I'm back now. Sorry, my internet's a little poor.
No. I think it's on this end, actually. But that's fine. We'll muddle through it, Will. We'll muddle through it. A little thing just came up on mine saying, poor network connection. I don't know what that is.
Yeah, that's so stupid. Yeah. All right, anyway. What was your question? Sorry.
Well, we were just talking about the blues and just how, you know, how they're cool. The blues are cool, man. It's a cool way to be. No, do you get... Oh, go ahead. There he is. I wanted to ask you, though.
All right.
Being a 26-year-old, a wise old man of 26... You know, do you get people going, you know, saying, oh, man, the blues, you're 26 years old. You haven't had a heartbreak yet, which is, that may or may not be true, but I doubt it's true.
I've definitely had my trials and tribulations, I think, because anybody has. I guess I don't get it that much. Some people are just surprised that I'm 26.
Right.
You know? And, I used to, when I was a little younger, get people asking me more of how did you end up getting into this, you know, getting into blues and stuff like this at that age. I guess my response to that is just kind of happened to me. I didn't pick me, you know?
Right. That's awesome.
And
good response.
Definitely, you know, I'm not going to say I know everything I should. I think there's always room for improvement, but I definitely... paid a lot of dues that I've needed to over the years in Chicago, you know, before being in Berlin and playing behind some really amazing people.
So we were you know, discussing. I wanted to ask you, now, as a blues guitarist, is there a particular like make of guitar that you prefer? Do you think that is indicative to playing the blues? You know, as opposed to other types of guitars?
I guess loosely, I would say yes, loosely. I mean, I don't consider myself just a blues guitar player. I do a lot of other music and spend time playing behind people that do a lot of different styles and a lot of funk and soul music. And especially a lot of Zydeco. I played behind CJ and
oh, wow.
CJ Chenier, and I don't particularly think I've ever looked at a guitar and, well, yes, I have. Sometimes I think yes, sometimes I don't. I currently have a Les Paul, a Gibson Les Paul, and before that I had a Gibson SG, and I really loved that thing. Before that I was a Fender guy, and that guitar got stolen, unfortunately. It's back, and then somebody gave me a Gibson, you know, as a loaner, and I just kind of fell in love with Gibson after that. You know, I used to be strictly Fender only. I don't know what it was. I don't know why. Just loved it. And I still do, but I can't. I haven't voluntarily put my hands on a Strat since I've had a Gibson. Sometimes, you know, I do think, you know, if I had the extra cash lying around, I would go get myself a Strat again. But I'm more of a Gibson guy, and particularly, I guess, for blues. I think you can play blues on anything, really.
And now, folks, a couple quick messages from some of our show sponsors. Stay tuned. We'll be back with the rest of the interview after these quick messages.
Right now at Sprint, get any next-generation Samsung Galaxy phone and get the new Galaxy S10e to use on us with Sprint Flex Lease. The Galaxy S10e has a pro-grade camera for effortless pro-quality images. Visit a local Sprint store, sprint.com/Samsung, or call 800-SPRINT-1. Galaxy S10e, $31.25 per month. Second phone, $0 per month. After $31.25 per month credit, apply within 2 bills. Requires 2 new lines and 18-month leases. If you cancel early, remaining balance due. Excludes tax, subject to credit, $30 activation fee and restrictions. Offer and coverage not everywhere.
Metal Babe Mayhem is super excited about their newest venture with MBM Music LLC. With MBM Music, we'll provide artists with a full-service platform to be seen and heard by assisting with necessary products, services, and fashion, all in an effort to increase exposure, fan base, and income. For more information, visit us at MBMMusicLLC.com. That's MBMMusicLLC.com. You create, we promote. Plug in to the network.
Glittering amethyst, energizing citrine, colorful fluorite, the other side of the sun, Earth's treasures brought to light. Since 1999, we have offered a unique collection of hand-selected minerals and gems for every budget. For novices, collectors, and healers. Visit www.tosots.com to view our wide selection of offerings and use coupon code ROCKS, that's ROXX, for 10% off your first order. Remember, tosots.com, Earth's treasures brought to light.
Hi, folks. Jamie Rocks here. Hey, if you're a big fan of cool historical books like me, then you're going to want to check out our newest show sponsor, Michelle Albion, a fantastic author. She's got some really interesting, cool books out that you're going to want to check out. I'm a big fan of all of these. The Florida Life of Thomas Edison, The Quotable Edison, Quotable Henry Ford, Quotable Eleanor Roosevelt, and, of course, The Quotable Amelia Earhart. Michelle's just very keen and very, very cool. And these are just very cool books. So check out her website. There's links to where you can pick these up on Amazon and Barnes & Noble all over the place. MichelleAlbion.com. 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 Very, very cool stuff. Check it out, folks.
But most people, you know, I wouldn't be picking up the, you know, I don't know if it's Ibanez that does it, the Dimebag Darrell V, you know, I wouldn't be playing that myself on blues stuff, but I don't know if there's specifically one guitar or make of guitar that's best at blues, you know. I know people have certain sounds that are more related to what you would think of blues, you know, and I guess you could say Fenders and Gibsons, man. But particularly for me, I guess I really like the way my Les Paul sounds. It's kind of got that old Mike Bloomfield tone going for it,
right?
That vibe. But I do try and get different kind of tones out of it. You know, I don't like it to just sound like that. You know, I have a different what is it? I have a different tailpiece on mine. It came off of an old Harmony guitar. I just plopped it on there. But I like the way, you know, originally I just did it because I liked the way it looked. But then I realized that having that tailpiece on there kind of gave it this vibe of a hollow body, if you will, a little plunkiness about it. Probably because I didn't put it on completely right. You know, I did it and I eyeballed it and tried to make it centered and perfect as possible, but, you know, it was no professional job. But I really like a lot of old school Gibson sounds, man. That particularly right now for me, that's my favorite.
Oh, that's awesome. That's fantastic. Now, let me ask you this. I know this happens with a lot of my painter friends. You know, we'll go to a gallery or a show or really anything. Whenever we look at art, we analyze the shit out of it. I mean, it's like the Terminator or something looking, you know, it's like a little computer screen comes up. You know, oh, they did this and that and, you know, blah, blah.
You're an artist. That's what you do.
Right. Now, do you do that with music as well? Do you, like, listen to it and go, oh, I mean, you like I guess normal people, civilian people, I guess we would say, can listen to a piece of music and just appreciate the piece of music. I'm sure you do that as well. But do you get bogged down in the technique that it took to make that music?
Yeah, sometimes yes, sometimes no. I generally, you know, I think I'll analyze something more when I don't like it, just because I'm like, oh, what, you know, what's going on there?
Right.
But
I'm the same way.
But then there's that other extreme where you hear something that really hits you.
Right.
In a certain, you know, whether it be beautiful or, I mean, it could all find it emotional, you know, for whatever reason, it really hits you in the right way. And I guess for me, when that happens, I kind of let that enjoying the music hitting me, you know, first. But then after a minute, I'm like, you know, I'll go back and listen to it again, you know, really put some stuff together.
Right.
You know?
Absolutely.
So,
absolutely.
Yeah, it's
well, that's interesting. You know, it fascinates me. The mind of the artist. You know, it's because obviously we do look at things differently. You know, it's just that's what we do, and maybe it's because we spend so much time focused on what it is we do. You know, I know for me. There's, you know, it's kind of interesting. I have the majority of people I know actually, well, I shouldn't say that, but a lot of people I know, you know, have normal jobs. They go punch a clock somewhere.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that at all. I'm envious of that sometimes, because
yeah.
It's just not that way. It's hard. If I'm into something, it's hard to turn it off. And you know, there's a lot of 20-hour days. I imagine you're the same way.
Yeah. Yeah, right at the moment in time, you know, I do have a little side job, solely on the fact, you know, I have a child, so, you know, solely on the fact for my own living and for her, you know, because right now music, at this point in my life isn't, I'm trying to find the most politically correct way to put this. It's not that I'm not ready to be full time, but it's just not there yet.
Right.
You know, I've still got a lot of work to do, and I'm hoping, you know, I just released some new music, and I'm hoping that in this next year I can get, you know, my goal is to be solely self-sufficient. I'm being a touring artist. And I know that's a tall goal for these days, especially in the music world. But, you know, I got a job, man. And, you know, but before this job that I have now, all I ever did outside of music was cooking. And that's another thing I love. It's my other passion. If I wasn't doing music, I always imagined myself going to culinary school.
Nice.
You I was, you know, I wasn't anything special. I was a line cook for a long time. That was like the only other job I would have in my life was in the restaurant industry.
Right.
And that's still an entertainment for me. You know, I enjoy that. It's people. It's you know, working with other cooks, you know, and food is an art to me. You know,
absolutely.
I think food is beautiful, not only the way it makes you feel, but, you know, the process of it. But anyway, that's neither here nor there, but that's kind of, you know, I always had other side jobs cooking, and that's a tall order in itself because those jobs, you know, you're there from 3 prepping.
Oh, yeah.
And if I worked, I'd be getting out at 3. And then, you know, you hang the fellas after the shift. And, you know, you get home at 5 a.m., you know, and then you go do the same thing over again. You know, I might get out early so I can go play a show. My when I was a cook, my life was not a lot of sleep. So
right.
I don't do that anymore, not only for the fear of my hands getting cut up,
right.
but just, you know, music takes so much out of your life. In a good way, but it's work, you know. It's a full-time job.
Oh, absolutely. It your story, Will, reminds me a million years ago, many, many years ago. I was living in Metro Detroit at the time, and I worked at a little restaurant called Paul's Sandwich Shop. It's, I'm sure, long since gone. Yeah, and they made breakfast and lunch. And I remember Paul, who was the owner, he said, "Come here, Picasso, I'm going to teach you, I understand you're going to be a world-famous artist, but that may not always work out, and I'm going to teach you something where you can get a job no matter where you're at in the world,
right.
If you can cook eggs and cook them right, you can work."
Yeah, man. I swear to God, I think it's a useful skill.
Absolutely.
To know how to. But to be able to do it in a restaurant, I mean, no matter where you are, there's somebody somewhere looking for a cook.
Oh, absolutely.
And if you can, so that was always, I love the restaurant industry. I love the hospitality industry, I guess, you know, the whole shebang.
Well, it's almost like a band because there's so many people, and people don't realize this. If you've never worked in a restaurant or whatnot, it's all gears. Everybody has their place.
Yep.
And they all have to function and work together for you to get that sandwich. If any of that breaks down, you can always tell somebody when they first start working in the restaurant, they'll look down their nose at a dishwasher or something. Thing is, that restaurant runs out of clean dishes, everything comes to a halt, you know?
Right. And those dishwashers must... That was my main job for 2 years, dishwasher, man. I hated it, but I realized the importance of it.
Oh yeah. I'm right there with you, man. I've washed a lot of dishes. And still do. Still do. Our kitchen in our house isn't big enough for a dishwasher. It's me.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Well, I mean, that's kind of the thing for me, and I was almost about to say I look at music as not only music and entertainment when it comes to a show, but doing what I do and so many other artists do, you know, like big time. That's hospitality to me in a weird way. That's all hospitality industry. Mm. You know, I've always restaurants, you know, you get live music at those restaurants. You know, it all plays a part together and all kind of in the same world. So I definitely agree with you on how, you know, music and running that other world, it's a lot of light.
Oh yeah, and it all has to work, man. It all has to work right, and it's funny too because there's all this stuff that happens in both of those worlds, whether you're putting on a show or, you know, working in a restaurant or whatnot, that the audience, your customers, probably have, when it's done right, have no idea when something goes wrong or you know, it's quite the ballet of getting that together.
And now, folks, a couple quick messages from some of our show sponsors. Stay tuned. We'll be back with the rest of the interview after these quick messages.
Support for this podcast comes from the University of Texas MD Anderson Cancer Center, ranked one of the top cancer centers in the nation for the last 27 years. The doctors at MD Anderson treat more rare cancers in a single day than many physicians see in a lifetime. And treatment plans are tailored to an individual patient's needs, allowing more comprehensive and thorough care. To become a patient, please visit MakingCancerHistory.com.
Hey guys, Jamie Rocks here. Hey, last year I was on holiday with my girlfriend Danny. We were at Disney World and having a great time. It's the happiest place on earth. And I dropped my vape, just like a Butterfingers, and it was a pain in the neck. They just don't have anything there to replace it and whatnot. So we had to drive 45 minutes each way to get a new one. And, you know, that's an hour and a half out of our day, man. But anyway, that wouldn't have happened because if I would have had this fantastic new product, the C-Ring, it's very, very cool. What it is it attaches to your vape, designed to protect your investment with comfort, flexibility while doing your day-to-day activity. What it does is it goes in there, you put your finger in there and you hold it, and you're not dropping your vape, breaking it and whatnot. It's very, very cool. And if you need both hands, they have a lanyard you can hook to, and it's awesome. It's awesome. The C-Ring, you can find out more about it and pick one up at their website, www.thecring.com. Again, that's www.thecring.com. Be smart. Be like me. Get a C-Ring if you're a vapor. Very, very good. Oh, and hey, holidays are coming up, man. This is a very cool gift for somebody. If you have somebody on your shopping list that vapes like I do, get them a C-Ring. TheCRing.com.
And shows are the same. Music is the same way. We've all been to those shows where it wasn't done right and something went wrong and the audience knew. But usually with seasoned people and whatnot, that isn't the case. Same thing in the theater.
Yeah, well, I think it shows the talent of somebody when they can mess up in front of an audience, and the audience knows it, but you can still make it part of your show.
Right.
You know, I learned from a lot of different people, and it's not that they messed up, but things were put loosely together, I guess, you know, on gigs sometimes. You know, in Chicago, it's a lot of, you know, sometimes people won't show up, and you get a call and say, hey, can you make it? You make it to Spectrums for the gig tonight? You know, I gotta be there in 45 minutes. You know, right. You gotta be that guy that's good enough to get up there and have the good enough ears to go, all right, just play it. I'm there with you.
Right.
And but I had a recent experience. I won't say who, but we were playing a show and we had rehearsed and everything, but for some reason, in the middle of the second set, we just had this big flop, and us and the crowd, you know, we played it off in a funny way, and you know, it looked, everybody's like, yeah, we messed up, but in the end, you know, the audience was laughing with us. You know, it's to make it part of your show,
right?
You know, there's ways you can save it, even if people know. You know, it's just all about having, that's what I think music is, just about having fun. You know, everybody messes up sometimes. It's how you deal with it.
Absolutely. I was, I don't want to say who it is, but I was telling this story to a friend of mine the other day. We were somewhere, and he had mentioned this particular artist, and I said, yeah, I said, I saw him years ago. I said, but it was crazy because his guitar player messed up, and I guess he was having a bad day or something because he bitched out the guitar player. Now, this was on the stage during the show.
Yeah.
And then made him apologize to the audience, and they started the track over, or, you know, the song over. And about half the people got up and left. They didn't demand their money back or anything. They just left. They were like, we don't want to see all that, you know?
That's crossing a line.
That's what I said. I said, you know what? I said, I always liked that guy, that performer, until that I saw that happen. And it was hard for me as a fan to get over that, you know?
In my eyes, listening, I guess personally, I would say if the guitar player messed up, he messed up, but the band leader messed up even more for himself doing that.
I agree.
Yeah. I mean, I've seen people get chewed out on stage before playing with a couple of people in Chicago, but there's those old school dudes. It's that mentality, and I'm really grateful for having had to play behind that. You know, it's, you get up here, we don't rehearse, we play shows, don't fuck up my show. And, you know, you mess up, you'll know about it. You know, I've seen people get chewed out on stage, but, you know, making people style songs over again and making them apologize to the crowd, you know, that's a little much. I don't know. You could also say some of the disciplinings that I've gone through or seen on the scene in Chicago a little much, but I think, yeah, that's making them apologize to the crowd. That's what got me. That's a good one.
Right. I'm telling you, man. I'm telling you. Now, well, we've got a couple tracks that they sent over. We've got that we're going to play. But I want you to tell me a little bit about it. I guess we'll just go through them, huh? And then we'll get all this put together. Let's start with Groove Thing. Tell us a little bit about Groove Thing. Bang.
Exactly as it sounds. That's actually, I mean, it's not an old song, but it's not my most recent recording I did. I did that last year as kind of, I mean, that's the opening track on my album Live. The album's just called Live. Mm-hmm. And I guess I was getting a lot into, not that I was getting into a lot of it at that time, but I'd already been, but I was just doing more listening to a lot of James Brown stuff.
Gotcha.
Particularly his early, you know, Fame's Flame stuff, and really listening to a lot of those live concerts and watching those videos of how he leads the band and the grooves they're playing and the way they're doing stuff. And it's not that, I guess, you know, you could say in a way it came that Groove Thing came out of that, but I think I was just doing more listening to James and not really thinking about it, and then it just kind of came out in writing that tune. But it was just a groove that I came up with one night, and it's just a groove thing. That's what I, when I put the idea down, I just put down Groove Thing, and it just kind of stuck. And to me, and then, you know, lyrics came later. You know, it's just about, it's like do it in your feet with the people that you meet, you know, dancing, getting your groove thing on, you know, feeling good and getting on the corner of the street. Yeah, it's, you know, it's just about having fun, getting your groove thing on, listening to music. Usually open up the shows with that song most of the time.
Nice. Well, yeah. That's awesome. Very cool. Well, it always has to have a starting, you know. That sounds like a good one.
And now, folks, a couple quick messages from some of our show sponsors. Stay tuned. We'll be back with the rest of the interview after these quick messages.
The Starlight Lounge presents An Evening with the Progressive Box.
Old moon, yeah. That's Hugo, tickling the ivories. He just saved by bundling home and auto with Progressive. Gonna finally buy a ring for that gal of yours, Hugo? Send her my condolences. Hi-oh! This next one's for you, too. There's a burglar in my heart. Thank you.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Aloha. If you have stress in your life or even anxiety and panic, I want to invite you to the Anxiety Coaches Podcast for a way out. The Anxiety Coaches Podcast is a relaxing and inspiring show bringing you lifestyle changes to calm your nervous system and help you heal. Heal anxiety, panic, and PTSD for life. We bring you 2 episodes every week. There's no need to walk this path alone. Join us for a relaxing, informative, and inspiring time and start your journey out of anxiety panic. That's anxietycoachespodcast.com. Aloha.
Hey there, my name is Paige Beatty, and I am the founder of Hats On and Hats Off, which are 2 separate companies but aligned by the same philosophy of raising cancer awareness and forming smiles. Hats On is a for-profit corporation that sells cancer-specific hats to be proudly worn by you in hopes of raising awareness. A percentage of the proceeds will be donated to Hats Off, which is a nonprofit corporation raising money to buy wigs for cancer patients who can't afford them. That's where we're forming smiles. I believe cancer has touched almost everyone's lives in one way or another, a friend, a family member, a friend of a friend. So please visit our website, www.hatsonhatsoff.com, to learn how you can help raise awareness and form smiles.
Rocks Gear, the online web shop of high-end luxury merchandise and products, all featuring original pop art paintings. From La Jolla to Miami to London, www.merch.jamierocks.us.
Hey folks, located in the hills of Tennessee, L'Apothecary Unique offers all-natural, organic, gluten-free skincare, hair care products, perfumed oils, medicinal salves, makeup, incense, and aromatherapy items, bath salts, and even much more, including something special for the fellows, like beard and mustache balm, astringent, and aftershave. Each item is made to order just for you. So check out LapothecaryUnique.com, spelled LapothecaryUnique. L'ApothecaryUnique.com. Next up, we've got I'll Play the Blues for You.
Praise that I work. But oh, I play the blues for you. Don't be afraid. Just come on in. You might run across, baby, one of your long lost friends. I play the blues for you.
Album. Mm-hmm. That's obviously not my song. That's Albert King's song. But that's, I guess, my take on it. Trying not to go too far out of the original, because I really enjoy the original. I think it's how it should be played. But I think, the way it came out on my album, it's just the way I sound doing it, you know?
Right.
And that was off that same album Live. So.
Nice. Very cool. Now, of course, we've got Runaway.
She could see through that. Said, Lindy, tell me what's wrong. You know I've known you way too long. Let something like this slide on by. I said, baby, I ain't doing so great. While it's getting dry and the rent is late, my car broke down the other day. I got the bill collectors on my phone, threatening me in my home. I can't do this for one more day. Feeling fat, and I went down the street to get some new bling. I put a fly pair of shoes on my feet, got myself a brand new look. Everywhere I walk, all the people talk, they're checking me out in my brand new look. They say they want some, they wanna know how to get some. I ain't gonna get that one. Oh, I just wanna. We'll be right back.
Yeah, that's off that same album. But I had, that has a longer story. I wrote that, those original lyrics, in college. So it was probably like 2012, I think. And I'm getting so old.
26, yeah.
Well, it's hard to think for me, you know, that was 6 years ago or something.
I hear you. Anyway. Quarter of your life.
Yeah, oh, don't say it, man. Don't. Not ready yet. I got a lot of stuff I want to do, man. Like my mom says, my mom always says, she doesn't make it to 100. She's going to be real pissed. She's got a lot of stuff she needs to do.
Oh, I'm telling you.
Same way I feel. But anyway, that tune, originally wrote the lyrics in college. And, you know, I was going through the regular college kid struggle, you know, not a lot of money. I had some other specific problems going on, issues, we'll say, in my life. And I guess I was just feeling down in the moment when I wrote that. And I just kind of wanted to run away from all of it. And I know in reality, you can't just run away from your problems, but you know that feeling. And I guess that those lyrics, you know, that really speaks to that. And like the opening sentence, like talking to my girl all night, pretending everything's all right, but you know, you could see through that. She said, Billy, tell me what's wrong. You know, I've known you way too long, something like this, slide on by. I said, baby, I ain't doing so great. My wallet's getting dry and the rent is late. My car broke down the other day. I got the bill collector on my phone, threatening me, my home. I can't do one more day. I want to run away. You know, and then it goes to four and all that. But it originally had a different groove and it was more of an acoustic tune. Because I was singing with a lot of different songwriting stuff. More than I am now, and I'm trying to get back into writing other styles of music too. But I kind of left it because I never knew what to do with it. And then last year I was looking through songs, and I found those lyrics in that original tune. And I had another groove that I couldn't figure out how to put lyrics to or what to do. And I heard that song and I didn't know what to do with the music. I experimented. I tried putting, you know, the groove I had with no lyrics with those lyrics of the original song. They just worked together. And then I decided, I said, you know, just put it on the album. It was a good funky tune to put on there. So yeah.
Nice. Nice. Now people can pick up live your music at your website, right? WillJacobsBand.com.
You can pick up most of live at WillJacobsBand.com. You can pick up the full album at my shows for all of the Europeans who might be listening in.
Gotcha.
But what you can grab online, I don't know if you've gotten it yet. It was released officially within the last week, I guess.
No, congratulations.
I don't think we've done any. Thank you. I mean, I think Doug's going to kill me for this, but we haven't done any specific real promotion for it yet. I mean, it's really, really fresh. But there are three new songs of an EP that I've just put together. You can go find that on my website. And there are three new tunes on there: Berlin Bounce, One Day at a Time, and Funky Woman. And I think that it sounds a lot more like I want my music to. You know, the live album is great, and the band's great, and I really enjoy it. But I took my time with these new three songs, and I'm really happy with the way it came out. And I'm going to take my time with the rest of the album.
Nice.
With it. But you can... have you had a chance to listen to us yet? If not, it's all right.
I haven't heard the new stuff, but I will get it. Believe me. Because I want to hear more. I want to hear more. I really dig what I've heard so far.
Hello?
And I can't wait to hear the new stuff, actually.
Hello?
Hello, can you hear me?
Now I can. Did you say yes or no? I didn't hear that.
Oh, I said I haven't yet. But I am excited, and I definitely will pick it up. because I want to hear more.
Yeah. You can go check those out on willjacobsband.com. If you want to hear them, you can go visit my YouTube page, YouTube.com/willjacobsband. And I've got those three songs up there, plus two videos.
Nice.
And I'm not going to talk anymore about those because I think I've said enough. Until we officially do something about it, you know, but it's up there. You can go check them out. You know, feel free to comment on them on YouTube. Let me know what you think about the music. And nice. Let me know what you think, man.
Well, very cool. Well, Will, I know we were supposed to hook up and do this, have this talk a couple times, and I want to apologize. Man, the last time it was crazy. We lost power in our whole neighborhood for like the day. It was insane. But I'm glad it finally happened, you know? I'm glad it finally happened. Because it's been a lot of fun. Oh, did I lose him? Oh, there he is.
Yeah, you lost me again. Staying phone connection.
I'm telling you. But we've done the best we could with it. I was just saying it's...
No, it's all right. You know, I couldn't make it the first time. You know, it's all right. We're here now, and that's what matters.
Absolutely. Now, I have to ask before I let you go. Are you going to stay in Berlin, or what's the plan there? Do you think you're going to be playing the States again anytime soon?
Berlin is home base right now. Gotcha. So I'll definitely be staying in Berlin at the moment. But I always try and make plans to come to the States and play. You know, whether it be just a couple of shows or a lot of shows. At the moment, I don't have currently anything officially set up, but I'm always looking for opportunities. I have some big festivals coming up this summer I'm excited for. I don't know. Yeah, I can't talk about it yet.
I got it.
I want to talk about this. It's funny. I want to talk about these things. They're going to be up on my website soon, but I have to wait for promoters to officially put it out talk about it.
Well,
so I apologize for bringing it up. But
No, it's fine. It's fine, because what that means, and I'm very excited about this, is that means we'll just have you back on the show again, you know, when all this, when all the T's get crossed and the I's dotted. So it'll all be fine.
Yes.
You know? Well, very cool. Very cool. And folks, like I said, if you're in Europe, go check it out, man. Go check it out. Also, on Will's site, you can get to all his social media and whatnot as well. And he's pretty good at updating all that stuff. So, cool, right. Will. Well, hey, man. This has been a lot of fun.
Yeah, man. I've definitely enjoyed it. Please, let me come back. Let's hang and talk again.
That sounds good to me. Anytime, man. Anytime. Well, very cool, and sorry about the connection, but we did the best we could with it, and I'm sure it'll be fine.
technology.
Exactly. It happens. Who knows? There's probably some giant solar flare or something, you know, something we have no control over.
I'm Ed when you need him.
I'm telling you. Well, hey, have a good one, and we'll catch you soon, man. Keep doing what you're doing. You're real good at it, Will. Real good.
Cool. Thank you, man. I really appreciate it. Look forward to talking to you again, man.
Absolutely. And there you go, folks. That was Will Jacobs, guitarist extraordinaire out of Berlin, Germany. Real fantastic conversation. What a nice guy. Just very, very cool. Especially for 26, man. God, I think back when I was 26, I was a creep. Maybe not that bad. Well... there's probably various matters of opinion on that, myself included. Anyhow, a lot of fun. Check out Will's website if you missed it. Here it is again, willjacobsband.com. You can get there, add all of his social media, like, follow, subscribe. Check out his videos over on YouTube as well. And, I'm an old man. I don't understand this technology, all of it. But I did find out that when you subscribe to somebody on YouTube, hit that bell, too. There's a little bell there. And that way you're notified when they post something new, especially after you've watched everything. Very important. Very important. Always important to like and share social media. That's so important in the landscape of the modern indie film or music and film businesses. So important, especially when bands are booking gigs and this and that. Promoters, they want to know all that stuff, what the engagement is and all that. So if you dig somebody, like and share their stuff. Very, very important. Well, cool. Well, that's going to wrap it up for us today. You're listening to this on a Monday. We will be back on Tuesday. We've got a very cool hip-hop art act out of L.A. That'll be on called The Siege. So that'll be Tuesday evening. Check that out. And let's see, what else do we have this week? Oh, we've got a filmmaker on Wednesday. A very cool movie, Room for Rent. I watched that the other night. Very cool thriller movie. We've got the writer-director of that on. And then we've got a R&B singer on Thursday out of Montreal. So all over the place, all over the world this week. It's International Week. It's always International Week here. Man, we get people from all over the place. Just goes to show. Next time you're at a party, ladies and gentlemen, and some drunk idiot says, you know, there hasn't been any good music since 1974, you can say, you know what, I listen to the Pop Rocks Radio talk show, and I hear good music every week, man, a few times a week. So you don't know what you're talking about. And then give them the, my website address, jamierocks.us, JAMIEROXX.US, and say, you can listen to the Pop Rocks Radio talk show, too. Always free, and it's always there. And while you're there, you know, hey, check out a couple of them. He pushes a little bit of paint around. Check out some of those paintings, too. You might dig them. Anyhow, that's going to wrap it up for us tonight. Thanks, everybody. And Mei Ling says goodnight as well. She's sitting here right next to me, my faithful companion. And we will see you next time. Have a good one, everybody. Bye.
This has been pop art painter Jamie Rocks's Pop Rocks Radio Talk Show. It has been executive produced by Jamie Rocks, recorded at his studio in Deerfield Beach in South Florida. All rights reserved by Pop Rocks Limited for broadcast on Blog Talk Radio.
Estás escuchando Jamie Rocks de Pop Rocks Radio. Manténganse al tanto.
Hej, det här är Hicks från Sverige och ni lyssnar till Pop Rocks Radio med Jamie Rocks.
Blog Talk Radio.